他今天聚会以前呢，我们要读的经文是以赛亚书六章一至八节我们有三位弟兄将会用国语、广东话以及英文来读这些章节。以赛亚书第六章第一节：当乌西亚王奔的那年，我见王坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有沙发楼四立。各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊着声音，门槛的根基做震荡，殿充满了烟雾。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。又因我说：眼见大君王万军之耶和华，有一位撒拉佛飞到我跟前来，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛中取下来，将炭沾我的口，说：看啊，这炭沾你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉了，你的罪孽就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。
今天我们读经是在以赛亚书六章一到八节。当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其中有撒拉佛代纳，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮面，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。第四节，因呼喊者的声音，门框的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：灾祸，祸灾，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。第六节，有一位撒拉佛飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，用火煎从炭上取下来的，将炭沾在我的口，说：看啊，那炭沾了我的嘴，你的罪孽便消除了，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。
Today's scripture reading is from Isaiah 6, 1 to 8. Isaiah's commission. The word of the Lord. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their face, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a coal in his hand, which he had with the tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am, send me." May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Today we're very happy and we're honored.
邀请到李子峰牧师
当美德教会2011年宣道年会的讲员。
That we have Reverend Henry Liu to be our conference speaker for our 20th missions conference.
林牧师是与马牧师多年前在千里达分别参加那个短宣侍奉认识的。
And Reverend Liu met our pastor Ian Marr when they were serving in short-term missions in Trinidad for separate trips.
后来美德的短宣队也有几次跟林牧师侍奉的机构合作，在英国参与校园的侍奉。
And our church at CCCS has also the opportunity to send a couple of teams to England and work with the organization of COCM where Reverend Liu served.
林牧师出生在中国西安。
And Reverend Liu was born and grew up in Xi'an in China.
基督徒的家庭。
And was born in a Christian family.
少年时候，他离开中国去到香港，后来来到美国。
And when he was in his youth, he went to Hong Kong and then eventually came to U.S.
他在美国乔治亚大学和哈佛大学研究院毕业。
And he graduated from Georgia, University of Georgia, as well as Harvard University.
主修景观建筑设计。
And he majored in landscape architecture.
在过去两个晚上，我们听到神怎么样呼召吕牧师离开他努力建立的事业、大房子、温暖的教会，去欧洲做宣教士。
In the past two nights, we've heard how God has called Reverend Liu to left his the career that has built, and also his family and his church, and also the big house that he has left behind.
透过参加基督教华侨布道会的短宣。
And through the participation of a short-term mission trip through COCM,
林牧师看到宣教的意向。
And Reverend Liu has seen the vision of mission.
欧洲宣教工厂的需要。
And the field, the need of the field in Europe.
在2007年七月。
And in July of 2007,
林牧师和师母钟玲放下了在麻省多年教授的职位。
And Reverend Liu and his wife Ling have left behind the tenured position of professorship in Massachusetts.
带着两个年幼的孩子搬到欧洲去。
And along with the two young children, they've moved to UK.
开始做全时间的宣教士。
And they started the life as a full-time missionary.
林牧师现在是基督华侨布道会的总干事。
And Reverend Henry Liu right now is the executive director of COCM.
星期五晚上。
And Friday night,
林牧师给我们看到欧洲工厂的需要。
And Reverend Liu has helped us to see the need of the field in Europe.
和对世界的重大的影响。
And the impact of the of Europe to the rest of the world.
昨天晚上他给我们思想到，有什么东西阻止我们跟神建立更深的关系。
And last night he talked about and helped us to ponder about what kind of hindrance is there for us to have a better relationship and closer relationship with God.
有什么条件影响我们回应神给我们的呼召。
And what kind of challenge, what kind of hindrance is there for us to respond to God?
今天的信息是是否主人的差遣。
And today's message is the master sending.
我现在恭敬地把时间交给吕牧师，请大家鼓掌，再一次的欢迎我们的讲员。
Respectfully welcome Reverend Liu, and please help put your hands together to welcome Reverend Liu.
Peace,
brothers and sisters.
很高兴这个周末可以在这里跟大家分享宣教的需要。
I'm so glad to be here this weekend to share the needs of the mission field.
星期五晚上跟大家分享说，我们服事的工厂是欧洲。
And we mentioned before on Friday night that the where we are serving is in Europe right now.
那当我们去参与这个欧洲的宣教工作之前
，And before we participated in this mission field in Europe,
我们就面对三个很大的问题。
And we face three very important questions.
第一个问题就是 Why Europe?
And the first question is why Europe?
为什么我们要去欧洲?
And why do we have to go to Europe in the first place?
第二个问题是 why us?
And the second question is why us?
为什么我们这代人要去?
And why is us that we have to go?
第三个问题,
And the third question,
就是 why now?
And that's why now?
为什么我们现在要去?
So why do we have to go right at this moment?
我想今天我们要讲的题目,
And I think the theme that we're going to talk about,
是主人的差遣,
is the master sending.
那主人的差遣 我们选的经文是以赛亚书第六章第一到第八节。
And the passage I've chosen is Isaiah chapter 6, 1 through 8 for today's message, The Master's Sending.
那这一段经文大家很熟悉。
And I'm sure that you're very familiar with this passage.
就是神的仆人以赛亚。
And as the servant of God, Isaiah,
回应神的呼召。
Responding to God's calling.
神，他看见神的异象。
Isaiah has seen the vision of God.
那当神呼召他说我可以差派谁的时候
，And when God is calling and saying that who can I send?
他说我在这里。
And Isaiah responded,
请差派我。
And Isaiah responded, Here I am, please send me.
那但是当我们看这段经文的时候
，But when we study this passage,
有时候我们会 miss 掉一段。
And we might have missed certain passages.
一段呢，就是说当以赛亚看见神的时候
，And that is that part of it is that when Isaiah saw God,
他说祸哉。
And he said, Woe.
祸哉
！Woe to me！
我完蛋了
！I'm ruined！
我是不应该在这里跟神站在一起的。
And I shouldn't be in a position to be in contact with God。
当我们看这个祸哉的时候
，And when we see this woe，
其实啊，不是第一次以赛亚书里头讲祸哉。
And that's not the very first time that woe was being mentioned in the
book of Isaiah。当我们看以赛亚书第六章的时候
，When we study the chapter 6 of the book of Isaiah，
当然以赛亚书第六章可能是好像是个高潮
，And it almost seems like a climax for the book of Isaiah for chapter 6。
好像是以赛亚这个先知的工作的开始
，And it seems like that is the starting of the work。
但是以赛亚书在前面五章是为以赛亚书第六章铺路。
And but all the five chapters before was the preparatory work。
特别是在第五章。
Especially in chapter 5,
那第五章那里呢，就其实给我们讲到有六个祸灾。
And in chapter 5, it mentioned there are like six woes.
那到第六章的时候是最后一个第七个祸灾。
And the woe that was mentioned in the book, chapter 6 is the last one, is the seventh.
我们知道以色列人是神所呼召的子民。
And we know that the Israelites are being called, the chosen people called by God.
神拣选亚伯拉罕。
God has chosen Abraham.
拣选亚伯拉罕这一个人。
And chosen Abraham this one person.
从亚伯拉罕这一个人发展着一个大的家族。
And then from this, spread out to the tribe.
那这个家族又成为一个很大的一个国家。
And this family and tribe eventually expanded to a big country.
神要呼召以色列人做一个很特别的事情。
And God has called Israel to become something, to call him for a special task.
就是成为他的祝福的导管。
And become the channel of his blessing.
那当以色列人被掳到这个当以色列人在埃及地做奴隶的时候
，And when the Israelites are being exiled in Egypt and laboring，
那在那里的时候，他们求告神
，And they called out to God。
那他们求告神说，让神来拯救他们
，And they asked God for salvation to help them。
其实，在神的计划里头，神早就预备
，But in God's plan, God has prepared all the way。
神就预备摩西
，And God has prepared Moses，
把以色列人带出埃及。
And to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
当他们出了埃及以后，神在旷野的地方有四十年的时间。
And then after out of Egypt to be in the wilderness, there are 40 years.
在四十年里头，神塑造这个民族。
And they help to shape this country.
来预备他们。
To prepare their hearts.
预备他们干什么呢
？And what are they preparing them for?
有一天，神要带领他们进入一个迦南的美地。
That one day they're going to enter the land of honey and Canaan.
这个迦南美地是流奶与蜜的地方。
And this land is milk of honey.
所以当他们进入这个迦南美地的时候
，And so when they enter this beautiful land，
耶稣要带领他们进去
，And Joshua led them into it，
过了约旦河
，And across the river Jordan，
很出名的耶稣亚的一句话
，And there's a very famous saying from Joshua，
他就教导这些以色列的民
，And he teach the Israelites，
当他们进入这个美的地方的时候
，And when you enter this land of beauty of land of milk and honey， you have to remember，
神是他们的神
，You have to know that God is your God，
神是他们的主
，And God is your master，
他说。至于我和我的家
，And according to me and my family，
我们要服侍这个神。
We have to serve this God。
但是当他们进入迦南地的时候
，But after they've moved into Canaan，
神就警告以色列人。
And God warned the Israelites。
当你们进入这个神所祝福的地方
，And when you enter this land that God has blessed，
当神的福气临到你们
，And when the blessings come upon you，
你们不要忘记
，Don't forget it。
神是你们的神。
God is your God.
但是当以色列人进入迦南地以后
，But after the Israelites has entered Canaan，
一开始他们还是敬畏神
，And initially they still respect worship God.
很快很快
，But very quickly
就开始远离神
，They started to leave God.
因为他们实在是很富足
，Because they are very rich.
他们在那个地方真是有很多很好的东西
，There's a lot of beautiful, plentiful stuff.
生活富足
，And materially they are
家庭美满
And they have a wonderful family.
国家也开始强壮的时候。
And the country is being strong.
开始远离神。
And they are departing from God.
神就开始警告他们。
And God kept on warning them.
所以以赛亚书是这样的一个 setting.
And under this kind of setting is the book of Isaiah.
那以赛亚书第五章的时候。
And in the book of chapter 5, in the book of Isaiah.
神就开始警告这些以色列人。
And God was warning all these Israelites.
当时以色列人已经开始远离神。
And at that time, the Israelites were getting away from God.
他们开始享乐。
And they're just enjoying life.
他们开始安逸。
And they're just settling down.
但是他们就忘记了神在他们当中的作为。
And they've forgotten all the works of God in their lives.
我们为什么要去欧洲？
Why do we have to go to Europe?
游欧洲岂不是是一个这个基督教的地方吗？
And isn't Europe a place with Christianity very strong?
岂不是欧洲是基督教先宣去的地方吗？
And isn't it that originated with Christianity a long, long time ago?
欧洲不是很多人自称为是基督徒吗？
And isn't it Europe the place that a lot of people claim themselves to be Christians?
但是今天当你去欧洲的时候，
But today when you go to Europe,
你就看见，
Then you'll see,
其实欧洲已经不再是我们以前想象的基督教。
Europe is no longer the place that you have thought in your mind what Europe is.
今天的欧洲只有 1.5% 的人是基督，是信耶稣基督的。
And only 1.5% of the people in Europe are born again Christians.
今天的欧洲已经世俗化。
Today's they become according like the society secularized.
所以当你看欧洲的时候，
And when you look at Europe,
你好像看见在很久很久以前以色列的光景。
And you'll be seeing like what had happened to the Israelites long time ago.
因为当时的以色列人，他们远离神。
Because at that time, they are leaving God.
他们应该成为神福音的导管。
They should be the channels of God's blessing.
但是却远离神。
But they are getting further and further away from God.
神就开始警告他们。
And God started warning them.
在第五章第八节。
In chapter 5, verse 8.
他说，祸哉那些以房接房，以地连地，以致不留余地的，只顾自己独居境内的。
And they're saying, woe to those who add house to house,And field to field, so there's no place left, and only care about themselves.
当时的以色列人
and Israelites.
当时的以色列人，他们开始富足
and they're becoming rich.
他们开始远离神
and they are keeping themselves away from God.
贫富悬殊
什么？
贫富悬殊
There's a big separation between the rich and the poor.
富的人越来越富
and the rich gets richer.
穷的人越来越穷
and the poor gets poorer.
但是富的人就不管穷人。
But the rich do not care about the poor.
今天我们看见他们所犯的罪是什么罪？
And today we can see what kind of sin they have committed.
他们犯了贪婪的罪。
The sin they have committed is greed.
今天到欧洲。
And today's Europe.
你看见在欧洲很多这种光景。
There's a lot of scenarios like that.
这个年轻人。
This youngster.
他在伦敦的圣保罗大教堂的这个前面。
And before the St. Paul's Cathedral.
圣保罗大教堂是欧洲最大的圆顶建筑物。
And that is one of the biggest construction in Europe.
他们在那里抗议。
And they are having protests. I'm sorry.
那他拿起一个标语。
And they put up a sign, a slogan.
他说 ，Rich beware, your days are numbered.
The rich beware, your days are numbered.
那我想。我们先不要评论说这个 Occupy Wall Street 的 movement 对还是错。
So probably we're not going to discuss what is right or wrong for the movement of Occupy Wall Street. Some people say that it's good.
有的人说你们的目标不明确。
And some people say that they're not really focused.
先不要管它对错。
So don't talk about what is right or wrong. But it's a fact.
穷的人越穷。
The poor are getting poorer.
富的人越来越富。
The rich are getting richer.
富的人开始把自己的钱搂住。
And all the rich just gather the money by themselves.
那不知道该怎么样子来帮助别人。
And they do not care or do not know how to help the people with their riches.
他们也不愿意太过把自己的钱用出去。
And they are not quite willing to use this money to help the poor.
今天在欧洲，你可以看着这个光景。
And you can see that situation in Europe.
欧洲的欧元快垮了。
And the euro is in desperation right now.
整个的欧洲很多国家快 bankrupt.
A lot of countries in Europe are going bankrupt.
北欧国家富足。
The Northern Europe are rich.
南欧国家有问题。
And then the Southern Europe have a lot of problems.
北欧国家要不要支持他们？
And is the Northern Europe is going to help them out?
肯不肯支持他们？
Are they willing to support them?
这是现在欧洲的问题。
And that is a problem in Europe.
现在欧洲的人。
And now the Europeans.
面对同样的挑战。
They face the same challenge.
他们有钱了。
They have money.
怎么用?
How are they going to use the money?
没钱的。
For those who are
poor. 从哪里来?
Where is the money going to come from?
祸灾那些清早起来追求浓酒，连夜流连到夜深夜，甚至因酒发烧的人，他们在宴席上弹琴，鼓瑟击鼓吹笛，饮酒却不顾念耶和华的作为，也不留心他手所做的。
And woe to those who rise early in the morning to chase after a stiff drink, who stay up late at night, that they are inflamed with wine. They have harps and lyres at the banquets, pipes and timbrels and wine, but they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord, no respect for the work of his hands.
自我放纵是当时犹太人、以色列人他在那里的一个光景。
And the scenario we have over there of Israelites, that they're full of self-indulgence.
他们自己享受。
They just enjoy life.
不管神的教导是什么。
They don't care about the teachings of the Lord.
这个夏天。
And this summer.
有个很出名的人。
There's a very famous person.
这个人的名字叫做 DSK.
You might have heard of him, DSK.
叫做 Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
他是法国的一个很著名的人士。
And he's a very, very famous figure in France.
那这个夏天出了什么事情呢?
And what kind of, what happened this summer?
就是这个人啊，他是 IMF 的 president.
He's the president of Intermonetary Fund, IMF.
International Monetary Fund. 那他呢，在纽约的时候。
When he was in New York.
在纽约的时候，就在酒店里头跟一个女性发成了不正常的关系。
And then he had a sexual relationship with a maid in the hotel.
那就被抓住。
And then he was caught.
那被抓住以后，马上就要被 sue.
And he was sued.
那我们现在不知道。到底他是犯了罪呢，还是只是一个不正常的关系？
And we don't know whether it's just an abnormal relationship or actually he committed sin.
那这个我们也不评论。
And we're not going to talk about
that. 但是我要你们知道的一点什么呢？
But one thing that you should know.
当那件事情发生的时候，
When that happened.
我们在欧洲，
We're in Europe.
跟美国的反应很不同。
The response in Europe is very different from the one in US.
巴黎马上报章就出来。
And Paris, the newspaper immediately came out.
全部人都在 defend 这个 DSK。
They all defended DSK.
为什么呢?
And why were they defending him?
他们说美国人你这么无聊。
And they were saying that all these US people, why are you caring about this?
为什么把他放在手铐里头?
And why do you put him in, chain him up?
这个东西只是一个男女之间的关系。
And all that is about is just a sexual relationship.
可能有一些报纸有些正义感。
And some, they felt that they are self-righteous.
但是很多的法国人他们觉得说这太无聊了。
And a lot of French people think that we're doing.
那我所要跟你们讲的是，为什么法国人这样子的一个思想
？And what I'm trying to tell you the why the French think this way. They think that it's not an important thing for sexual indiscretion.
这个 DSK 他很有能力。
And he's a very talented person.
他是可能是将来法国的总统。
And he had the potential to become the president of France.
但是他有一个很长的一个 womanizing 的历史。
And he has a long history of womanizing.
其实法国人都知道的。
And all the French knew about this.
他们不是不知道。
It's not as if the French didn't know about it.
所以他们奇怪美国人怎么这么大一件事情，把它弄得那么大一件事情。
And so they think that why do US people get this think that such a big deal?
这个是现在的欧洲人的光景。
And that's where Europe is right now.
现在的欧洲人的光景是这样子的光景。
And that is how Europe is right now.
他们看这种个人之间的关系。
And the way that it's viewed, the personal relationship.
没有道德的标准。
They don't have any standard in terms of morals.
那些以虚假之细绳牵罪孽的人，他们又像以细绳套绳挖罪恶，说任他急速行，赶快成就他的作为，使我们看看任以色列圣者所谋划的临近成就，使我们知道。
Woe to those who draw sins along with cords of deceit and wickedness, as with cart ropes. To those who say, let God hurry, let him hasten his work, so we may see it.
藐视神。
Contempt of God.
是当时以色列人的一些人的这个情况。
And that's the state that the Israelites were at.
说神在哪里?
And where is God?
到底神你有什么作为?
So what has God done?
你是真的是假的?
Are you true?
在欧洲，现在有很多人不信神。
And Europe, a lot of people don't believe in God.
这个图画是英国很著名的一个学者。
And this is a very famous scholar, and the picture is a very famous scholar in Europe.
他的名字叫做 Richard Dawkins.
Dawkins is his name.
他是一个公开反对有神的这样子一个人。
And very publicly, he's an atheist.
那他做了一件非常著名的事情。
And he has done something that made him famous.
他公开说没有神。
And he publicly saying that there's no God.
他做了一件什么事情呢？
What did he do?
他就在伦敦的这个街头。
And the streets of London.
在伦敦的街头有那个公共的 bus.
And there's a buses in the streets of London.
Double decker.
The double decker bus.
啊。The double decker bus 在伦敦周围的游行。
And the double decker bus is going around the city of London.
他就在 double decker bus 写了一个做了一个广告。
And then he put an ad on those double decker buses.
公开挑战神。
And to challenge God.
他说 "There's probably no God. Now stop worrying and enjoy your life."
And that is the slogan on the bus.
那这个 bus 就在伦敦周围游啊。
And so these buses was traveling around the city of London.
那他就公开挑战，让人跟他 debate.
And then he openly challenged God, saying that there's no God.
所以他在这里也很跟一个漂亮的美女在那里面照张相。
And then he was standing behind a beautiful girl and take a picture in front of that slogan.
有一个牧师。
And there's a pastor.
他 fed up with it.
And he's fed up with what was happening.
在他的教会门口有一个 bus 站。
And there's a bus stop in front of his church.
那他看见很多人在那等 bus。
And there's a lot of people waiting for the bus.
巴士来，巴士走。
And there's a bus is coming.
有时候很久不来。
And sometimes you have to wait a long time for the bus to come.
所以他就在门口写了一张条子。
And somebody wrote a note there.
让这些等 bus 的人看。
And so that the people in the waiting for the bus can see.
他说 ，There's probably no bus.
There's probably no bus.
Come on and enjoy God.
Come and enjoy God.
那我想这个是有的 bright spot.
There's a bright spot about this.
但是现在的欧洲。
That is how Europe is right now.
很多很多人不信神。
There's a lot of people who do not believe in God.
祸灾那些称恶为善、称善为恶、以暗为光、以光为暗、以苦为甜、以甜为苦的人，祸灾那些自以为有智慧、自看为通达的人。
And woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight.
这些人是什么人呢？
And what kind of people are these?
道德上的堕落。
And these are the people who live in moral decay.
那今年夏天又有一个很重要在欧洲发生的事。
And another event that is important in Europe.
就是在非常漂亮的挪威。
In the beautiful country of Norway.
挪威是在欧洲生活水准最高的地方。
And Norway is a country of the highest living standard.
那非常美丽的一个国家。
And it's a beautiful country.
非常平静安稳。
And it's a very stable.
但是今年夏天
But this summer,
有这么一个在挪威长大的挪威人
And there's this Norwegian who grew up in Norway
他的名字叫做 Anders Breivik
Anders Breivik is his name
那他呢就有一天早上
And one morning
他在自己的车里头放满炸弹
And he put a lot of explosives in his own car
在挪威的首都奥斯陆的市中心
And in the capital of Norway in Oslo right in the middle of the city
引爆
And he led the explosion.
当场就把那个地方炸死了三个人。
And then quite a number of people died right away.
那当时就把那个挪威的市中心已经做得不能够再工作了。
And so people cannot work in that district anymore.
但是这不是他的一个结束。
But that's not the conclusion of his work.
他拿了枪。
And then he took his gun.
拿了很多的子弹。
And a lot of bullets.
去到挪威首都奥斯陆隔壁的一个小岛，叫做 Otay Island。
And he went to Otella, it's a small island next to the capital.
在这个小岛上呢，正好有很多的挪威的年轻一代在那里聚集。
And there's a gathering with a lot of youths in that island at that time.
这些年轻一代都是挪威将来的政府的栋梁。
And they are the future of the government of Norway.
所以他去了那个岛上。
So he went to this island.
把他的枪拿出来。
And took out his gun.
一个一个一个一个的杀。
And then he just shot one after one after one.
等他结束的时候。
And when he was done.
七十多个年轻人被他杀死。
There are over 70 people who died.
为什么他做这件事情
？Why did he do something like that？
挪威这么漂亮的地方
，And Norway is such a beautiful country.
这么安稳的地方
，And such a stable country.
为什么他做这个事情
？Why would someone do something like that？
他说他自己是所谓的基督徒。
And he claimed himself to be a Christian.
但是他做的事情
，But what he did，
却不是基督徒应该做的事情。
And obviously, it's not something a Christian should commit.
他藐视神。他藐视神。
He ignored God.
他自己的道德标准就不对。
And he has no moral standard.
他怎么为什么这么做呢
？And why did you do something like that？
他说在挪威是我生长的地方。
And you're saying that Norway is a country that I grew up.
是我们这群人生长的地方。
and that we grew up in this. And
我们付了很多的税。
We have paid a lot of tax.
我们这个国家建立的挺好的。
And we have such a great country.
但是现在有很多外来的人来了。
But there are so many foreigners now.
有很多阿拉伯人来了。
A lot of Arabs.
有些是其他宗教的人来了。
People of different religions.
他们来占领我们的地方。
And they are taking over our land.
他们把我们的好处拿走了。
And they take away all the privileges that we have.
我已经没有办法教导这个政府。
And cannot teach the government.
他要用最极端的方法。
And he used the most extreme way.
让别人知道。
So that other people would do.
什么才是对的？
What is right?
今天的欧洲。
Today's Europe.
很多这样子的情况。
There's a lot of situation like this.
道德标准颠倒。
And their moral standard is totally gone berserk.
祸哉那些勇于饮酒以能力调浓。祸哉那些勇于饮酒以能力调浓酒的人，他们应受贿赂，就称恶人为义，将义人的义夺去。
And woe to those who are heroes in drinking wine and champions at mixing drinks, who acquit the guilty for a bribe and but deny justice to the innocent.
这些人是什么人呢？
And what kind of people are these?
他失去了社会的正义。
And these kind of people, they have totally lost the social sense of social justice.
他们把自己以为是正义的来当作神的正义。
And they see their own justice as God's justice.
但是是 twisted, 是错误的。
And but their justice is twisted justice.
今天夏天又有一个很重要的政治情况发生。
And another political situation has developed in Europe this summer.
在英国的伦敦。
And in London and England.
有两个星期的时间。
And within 2 weeks.
因为一件小事情。
Because of a relatively minor situation.
很多年轻人在这个伦敦的街头暴乱。
There are a lot of kids who are rioting in London.
这个伦敦的街头暴乱不是一个事情。
It's not only one thing.
好几个。
A lot of cities.
后来又发展到其他的城市。
And then it spread out to different cities.
在 Birmingham.
In Birmingham.
Manchester.
In different cities in Manchester.
都是有这种暴乱情况。
And they have all these kind of riots.
为什么会发生这种情况？
And why do we have these kind of riots in London?
很多的年轻人。
And there's a lot of young people.
他们对社会不满。
And they are unhappy with the situation in
UK. 他们因为一个小的导火线。
And this is just a leading.
因为一个小的导火线。
Because of a minor issue that led.
他们就发泄出来。
And then this kind of exploded.
但是他们发泄的时候。
And when it happened.
他们的正义感全部错了。
But their sense of justice is totally twisted.
他们就到街边的这些商店里头抢。
And they just started looting in all the shops.
把公司把那些商店烧了。
And then they started burning down the shops.
有人问他们为什么你们做这件事情。
Somebody asked them, why are you doing something like this?
他说我申请工作。
I tried to get a job, but I couldn't.
那我申请那个商店的工作，他不给我。
I went to apply for a job in that particular shop.
我怎么办？
He didn't give me a job, so what do I do? So I have to go and rob the shop.
你不给我，我抢你的。
If you don't give it to me, then I'll just get it by force.
正义感完全失落。
They totally without sense of justice.
没有神的正义。
They do not have God's justice.
以色列人当时是这个情况。
And Israelites are like that.
我们现在的世界是这样子一个情况。
And that is what the world that we live in.
欧洲是这样子的一个情况。
And Europe is at such a state.
所以当时在以色列这个国家。
And so at that time in Israel.
以色列的这些先知或者是这些神的仆人们。
And all these servants of God and all these prophets.
他们也在警告以色列人。
And they've been warning all the Israelites.
到底神能不能听他们的警告呢？到底这些人听不听神的警告呢
？And all these people, are they willing to listen to the warnings from God?
以赛亚书第六章。
And Isaiah chapter 6.
第六章这里就告诉我们，乌西亚王崩的那年。
And the year that King Uzziah died.
乌西亚王是以色列人里头比较好的一个国王。
And relatively speaking, King Uzziah is one of the better kings.
他在位大概52年的历史。
And 52 years reign.
52年。
52年。52 years reign.
那他呢？一开始做王的时候不错。
And when he was a king, initially he was a great, good king.
但是后来慢慢就开始远离神。
But then eventually he was moving away from God.
所以在他的执政的后期。
And in the later part of his reign.
以色列人已经开始有很多的内忧外患。
And there's all kind of problems that Israel is suffering at that time.
以色列人开始远离神。
And they are moving away from God.
他们已经不相信神。
They do not believe in God anymore.
富人的人越来越富。
And all the rich get richer.
穷人没有人帮助。
And the poor do not receive any help.
他们自己有自己的道德，但是不是跟神的道德。
And their sense of moral is totally different from the standard of God.
他们在这种情况下远离神。
And under this kind of situation, they are moving away from God.
那在这个时候呢， 很多神的仆人在等待神。
And a lot of servants of God were waiting for God at that time.
到底神还在不在那里？
And is God still there?
神是不是像这些人说已经死掉了？
Has God died?
是不是神已经不管我们了？
Is it that God doesn't care about us?
我不知道以赛亚当时怎么想。
And I don't know how Isaiah was feeling about that time.
我想也许他跟其他的先知一样。
And maybe he was like all the other prophets.
他可能去 temple 里头，去这个神的殿里头，在那祷告。
And maybe he was, Isaiah was praying in the temple of God.
那他在那里祷告神，让神做事情。
And then he was praying that God is going to do something.
也许在他的头脑里，他都会想说，神是不是不管了？
And maybe in his mind, he's saying that is God caring for us?
是不是神真的死了？
And is it true that God has died?
那到底我们怎么办？
And what should we do?
神在哪里？
And where is God?
这个时候，
And at this time,
神彰显异象给以赛亚。
And God has revealed a vision to Isaiah.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上。他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
In the year the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
其上有撒拉佛四立，各有六只翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
And above him were seraphims, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying.
彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门栏的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。”
And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, and the whole earth is full of His glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke.
在这个好像是弯曲背扭的世界里头。
And in this difficult situation,
在这个以色列人他们很内忧外患的时候，
and when Israel was faced with so many problems, both inward and outward,
那在我们现在所面对这个情况里头，
and when we are facing this kind of situation,
我们可能也会问这个情况，
and maybe we will ask the same question,
到底神在哪里？
And where is God?
岂不是说好像这个 Richard Dawkins 说神不在了，神死了？
And maybe like Dawkins was saying that God is dead, but God doesn't exist.
但是在这个时候，神彰显异象给以赛亚。
But at this time, God revealed Himself a vision
God
to,
is not dead.
To Isaiah. God is not dead.
神没有死,
God hasn't died.
神还在那里,
God is still high
就算地上洪水泛滥,
And even when there are floods,
人远离他,
when people are away from God,
神还在那里,
God still reigns.
他永远在那里,
and He reigns forever.
他是圣哉圣哉的,
He's holy, holy.
在这个时候,
at this time,
以赛亚说,
Isaiah said,
说祸哉我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
And saying, woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
以赛亚这个时候发现，
And Isaiah noticed,
神在那里。
God, he realized that God is there.
他说祸哉，
He's saying, woe.
我这个小信的人。
And I'm of little faith.
我其实是一个不洁的人。
And I'm someone who is unclean.
我其实是跟这些人一样，都不信他。
And like all the other people, I do not believe in God.
我可能也以为他不在那里了。
And maybe I'm the same thinking that God's not there.
祸哉，我是一个罪人。
I'm a sinner. Woe to me.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你和我都是罪人。
You and I are both are all sinners.
我们都是曾经远离神的人。
And we are all at some point of time away from God.
在我们生命当中有一个罪性。
And we have this sin, nature of sin.
我们自然不要相信他。
And we have this urge not to believe in him.
我们要追求世界上的好处。
And we look for all the good things on this earth.
但是神却怜悯我们。
But God has mercy on us.
有一撒拉佛飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的。
And there's one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar.
将炭沾我的口，说：“看哪。”这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
Saying with it, he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for."
一个撒拉佛
，a seraph，
飞到他的面前
，flew in front of him.
他用火剪，用火剪
with the tongue.
火剪在坛上。沾的那个剪了那个红炭
，and from using the tongue at the altar to get hold of the coal，
然后沾以赛亚的嘴
，and uses live coal to touch the lips of Isaiah。
弟兄姐妹们，坛是做什么的
？And what is the purpose of altar？
坛是献祭的
and to make a sacrifice.
献祭给神。
To make a sacrifice to God.
罪得赦免。
Your sins be forgiven.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这里就象征着什么？
What does it symbolize?
象征着耶稣基督。
To symbolize Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
That Jesus came to this world.
他道成了肉身。
The flesh become.
道成了肉身。
The word become flesh.
来到我们当中。
And come to us.
来到我们当中做什么事情？
And what is God doing in us?
他在十字架上为我们钉死。
And he was crucified on the cross.
在十字架上为我们钉死，做了什么？
And what has he done?
做了我们的赎罪祭。
And becomes our sacrifice.
一次献上。
So that we can be offered.
一次献上。
And once being offered as a sacrifice.
所有相信耶稣基督的人。
And so all who believe in Jesus.
罪得赦免。
And the sins have been forgiven.
坛象征耶稣基督。
And the altar that Jesus being offered.
在那里被神献上赎罪祭。
And they offered as a living sacrifice.
那这个火炭洁净我们。
And this piece of coal, the life coal, has cleansed us.
那让我们能够在耶稣基督里得到永恒的救恩。
And so that we have this salvation in Jesus Christ forever.
我们本来在神面前是有罪的人。
Originally we are sinners.
像以赛亚一样。
And just like Isaiah.
我们站不稳。
We're not standing firm.
我们本来是住在有罪的人当中的。
And we're living among the sinners.
其实我们现在也住在他们当中。
And even now we're living among them.
但是我们不一样了。
But now we're different.
我们是神所召出来的一群。
And we've been called by God.
神通过耶稣基督洁净了我们。
And through Jesus Christ we've been cleansed.
我们已经成为一个君尊的祭司。
And we are princely priests.
我们在神面前已经可以站立得稳了。
Then we can stand firm in front of God.
因为耶稣基督的宝血洁净我们。
Because the blood of Jesus has cleansed us.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们曾经都是罪人
and we were sinners
在这个世界上没有盼望
and we did not have hope in this world,
跟这世界其他的人没有分别
and we are no different from the other people
但是今天
but today,
今天
today,
我们每个人都得到耶稣基督的救赎
but each and everyone has received a salvation
我们在主里已经成为一个新造的人
and we are a new person in God
在这个新造人里头神要使用我们
and God is going to use this new person in you
神要使用以赛亚
God is going to use Isaiah.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。
And then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me.
弟兄姐妹们，这个是以赛亚的最出名的一句话。
And that is the most famous phrase that has been uttered by Isaiah.
当以赛亚站在神的面前，看见神的异象。
And when Isaiah was in front of God and seeing this vision,
他知道他自己的光景。
He knew what kind of situation he was at.
他知道自己是罪人一个。
And he knew that he was a sinner.
不配被神所用。
And he was not worthy to be used by God.
但是神却洁净他。
But God has cleansed him.
神呼召他。
God has called him.
当他被神洁净以后。
And after he has been cleansed.
当神呼召他的时候。
And when God was calling him.
他就要回应。
And he responded.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个人都是这样子的光景。
And each and everyone's out in that situation.
可能我们没有看见神那么样子的异象。
We might not have seen the vision just like Isaiah.
但是神就在我们生命当中。
But God in our life.
可能神没有跟你说话。
God might not speak to you directly.
但是神在你们心中，圣灵跟你们说话。
But through the Holy Spirit, He talks to you in your heart.
当我们决志相信耶稣基督。
When we make up a decision to believe in Christ.
我们成为神国度里头的子民。
And become the people of God.
每一个都是君尊的祭司。
And we are all princely priests.
每一个人我们都可以像以赛亚一样带人到神的面前来。
And each and every one of us can bring other people to God.
因为我们已经是神的子民，神所要差遣我们出去的。
And because we are already people of God, and God is going to send us out.
神差遣以赛亚去。
And when God sent out Isaiah,
神说我能够差派谁？
And God was saying, who can I send?
这个弯曲被扭的世界。
And in this difficult situation,
这个弯曲被扭的世界需要神。
And this situation, people need God.
他们走向灭亡。
And they're marching towards destruction.
他们需要神。
They need God.
谁可以替我们去呢？
And who can go for us?
谁可以替我们去传扬神的真理呢？
And who can go for us to tell them about the truth of God?
弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个人都应该回应。
And each and every one of us should respond.
神今天就在问你。
And today God is asking you.
你们可以去吗？
Are you willing to go?
为什么我们要去欧洲？
Why do we have to go to Europe?
因为欧洲现在已经远离神。
Because Europe is so far away from God now.
为什么我要去欧洲？
Why do we have to go to Europe?
因为欧洲有很多的新移民到那里，他们学习欧洲的榜样。如果他们不信神，他们也影响世界。
Because those immigrants are imitating the Europeans, and if they do not believe God, that will also be exemplified. Why do we have to go to Europe? Because there's a lot of our kinsmen has arrived in Europe, and they have not believed in God yet. Why do we have to go? Because God wants people of this generation to respond to his calling. God wants us to be his servants. Each and every one of us are sinners. But we have been saved and redeemed by God. Can we respond to God? Obviously, yes. Why do we have to go? Because we have this debt we have to pay. We have been blessed by God. And we have been blessed by a lot of the work of the missionaries. And we should respond to God for the grace that he's given us. And so God put this into our eyes that a lot of people have this need. But have we responded? And why do we have to go? God has already put the baton of the gospel. And from a time of Apostle Paul,
传到现在,
and pass on to now.
今天我们这一代人,
and today in this generation,
我们拿着这个传福音的棒子,
and when we're holding this baton,
那我们要做的是什么呢?
And what do we have to do?
也许是年轻人,
maybe you're the young ones.
你们要去做这个传福音的工作,
and you have to evangelize and go and spread the gospel.
进入到这个环境, 进入到你们这一代人当中,
and to evangelize among your group of people.
也许是我们这群中国人,
and maybe it's the Chinese.
现在要接着这个福音, 传福音的棒子,
and holding his baton and holding his torch.
要传福音给西方人,
and to spread this gospel to the Westerners.
不管怎么样,
no matter how,
神在呼召我们,
no matter what, God is calling us.
我们在神的这个呼召里头,
and when God is calling, are we responding to God?
为什么我们现在要做?
Why do we have to respond now?
为什么现在要去?
Or why do we have to go now?
我给你们看,
and I'll show you
这个图画,
and this picture.
我想, 这个图画是两个年轻人,
and two youngsters here.
那这两个年轻人都是 80后的年轻人,
and they are all the so-called after 80s. Belong to that generation. Put your focus on that lady. And she looks so sweet. And very pretty. And she also has a beautiful name. Her name is Cookie. You can eat the cookie.
她是, 在中国的广州出生,
and who was born in Guangzhou in China.
他去到英国读书,
and when she came to US to UK to study.
好像很多的这个80后90后的这些年轻学生到英国读书一样,
and just like a lot of people in her generation, the after 80s generation, to go to UK to study.
当他来到 UK的时候, 他在 这个英国的北部 Preston那个地方读书,
and he was studying in Preston in the northern part of England.
那个地方呢有一个团契,
and there was a Christian fellowship in that part of the country.
他们就邀请这些年轻学生来到团契,
and then they invited all these young people to the fellowship.
那他呢就在那个地方呢开始接触基督教,
and from there she came into contact with Christianity.
那在那个时候呢我们就有一些营会,
and then we have some camps.
那我知道我们跟你们分享我有短宣去英国去,
and I shared before that I have had this opportunity of going to short-term missions in Europe.
每年的这个圣诞节的时候,
around Christmas time every year,
我们有一个福音营,
we have a gospel camp.
那每一次都很多人来,
and every time there's a lot of people coming to the camp.
那每一次都爆满,
and every time it's a full house.
就在我们的那个宣教中心那里,
and just in the gospel center.
因为每年有很多的中国学生去那里,
because every year there's a lot of new Chinese students coming.
圣诞节年底的时候, 他们有个地方要去, 很好,
and they feel that it's a great place to go at the end of the year. So they come to this gospel camp.
那我还记得很清楚,
I still remember very clearly.
在2007年的时候,
in 2007.
那那一年呢, 是我们刚刚去英国,
And that's the first year that we arrived at England.
圣诞节的时候, 我们照样办这个营会。
So in that Christmas time, we also, just like in past traditions,
照样是满了爆满,
we organized this gospel camp again, and it's a full house one more time.
常常的时候就很早一个月前就已经爆棚了，就没办法注册。
So even a month before, you cannot try to get into the camp because it's full house.
我们在这个 president 的这个带领的这个一个年轻的姐妹。
And there's a lady who is organizing the fellowship in the present community.
那她就想带一群人来参加我们的福音营。
And she's hoping to bring a group of people to come to our gospel camp.
她就发现这个名额已经满了。
But then she noticed that there's no more space available.
所以名额满了怎么办呢？
So what is she going to do?
她知道我是负责的。
And she knew that I was the organizer.
她就认识我一个朋友在北京。
And she knew of a friend of mine in Beijing.
他就跟我的北京的朋友讲情。
And then he tried to pull some kind of string with my friend in Beijing.
就走后门走到北京去了。
So pulled the string all the way back to Beijing.
那在北京那个朋友就告诉我。
And my friend in Beijing was telling me.
哎呀，这个朋友他很想带一群人来啊。
And this friend of his wants to bring a group of people
哎呀,
to the gospel camp.
我想这个走后门走那么远，我怎么都得想办法让他来啊。
And I was saying that, wow, she's trying to pull the string all the way to Peking and trying to come to the camp.
所以呢，我们虽然坐满了，住满了。
So although the camp was full,
我们还想把它塞多几个人。
And we're still trying to make an effort to accommodate a few more people.
我们的中心一间房子睡两个人。
And usually the one room in the center can for two people.
我们就塞多一个。
We just put one more bed.
那三个人睡一间房子。
So there are three people sharing one room.
所以他们那一年呢。 这个姐妹就从 Preston 带了一些这个福音朋友来。
And so that year, this sister from Preston brought some friends to the gospel camp.
Cookie 是其中一个。
And this Cookie is one of them.
我刚见到她的时候。
When I first met her,
我就觉得她很 shy.
And she was very shy. This
不是太敢讲话。
And she wasn't quite willing to share.
那但是她也很想了解。
But she had an urge to understand better.
第一天讲。
And when I was sharing the first day,
那她有点问题。
And she had some questions.
好像还挺想问，想知道。
And it seems that she was trying to ask some questions.
就跟他聊了。
And then I chatted with her.
第二天。
And the second day.
哎，我看见他已经很多的问题解决了。
And it seems that a lot of her questions have been answered.
当然有很多的同工早期就铺了很多的路。
And obviously a lot of other people have paved the road before this.
第二天他就觉得说，哎，我很想，我明白了，想信了。
And the second day he was saying that I truly understand about Christianity. I want to become a Christian.
再过一天的时候，他觉得说，哇，这个我明白了，我相信。
And the following day he was saying that I truly understand. I want to become a Christian.
那我就跟他说，那你就可以决志了。
And now then I told him that now you can.
那我们这个营会啊，我们是说不一定要等到呼召的时候，随时可以决志的。
And I told him that if you feel ready, then you can make a decision to become Christ to believe in Christ already. You don't have to wait till the end of the camp. And I can pray for you.
我们现在就可以给你祷告。
I can pray for you now.
但是他说，哎呀，不行，林牧师，我要等一个好的时间。
And then she was saying that, oh, not now. I have to wait for the perfect moment.
我们那个营会是 year-end 营会，新年这个结束。
And our camp was a year-end camp.
那每次的这个新年年底的最后一天。
And at the very last day of every year.
是我们的最后一场信息。
And it's the last message.
所以最后一场信息我记得很清楚。
And I still remember the last message.
讲员呼召。
And the calling from the pulpit.
我就看见Cookie就走到前面去了。
And all those people coming to the front.
哇，大家拍手啊！
And everyone was so excited and clapping. And they're so excited and excited.
因为他说，在这个时候，他要接受这个神。
And then she was thinking that at that point, I'm going to receive God in my heart.
我们每次完了以后。
And every time.
就见证。
And so they have to give a testimony.
排这个椅子一排一排的这个见证。
And there's a row of seats that they're sitting there waiting to give the testimony.
我还记得很清楚，Cookie也做见证。
And I still remember Cookie was one of them.
他做见证的时候已经新年了。
And it's a new year that they should giving testimony.
这个信息完了差不多10点钟，然后一个人排排的见证，到12点 midnight 以后还在见证。
And the message ends around 10 p.m. and the last day of the day, so when they're giving a testimony, it crosses over to the new year.
所以他就做见证。
And then she was giving this testimony. In the new year, have a new life.
感谢神,
we thank God.
Excited.
And she was so excited at that time.
那那天, 1月1号,
and on the first day of the new year, we sent them back home. And
God bless you.
And I said, goodbye, God bless you. And go back to the place where you're coming from. And to spread the gospel. And she went back to Preston.
在那里呢,
And then she very dedicatedly attended all the fellowships.
那这个团契里头呢, 她就帮助不同的新的朋友。
And then she was helping out all the newcomers.
那刚好那年呢
？And that year,
有这个短宣队。
There's also a short-term mission team.
从这个德州过去。
Coming from Germany, from Texas. I'm sorry.
德州过去的短宣队。
Coming from Texas.
那这德州过去短宣队就他就带着他们去不同的校园的学生那里去探访。
And Cokie was taking this short-term mission team to all the different campuses.
刚刚信主不到一年啊。
And she did not even believe in Christ for more than 1 year.
因为神在她生命里头有新的生命。
But because she was given this new life in her,
so she is 完全不同的人了。
She's a totally changed person.
从一个 shy person,
from a very shy person,
到一个很开朗的人。
To someone who is very willing to reach out to other people.
从一个还问很多问题的。
From someone who had a lot of questions before.
带一些短宣队去探访他的朋友们。
And then she's bringing this team to among the different campuses to visit friends.
短宣队人就说啊。
And the people in the team, the short-term mission team, were saying,
哇，这个姐妹很热心啊。
And she was full of, she was talking about cookies full of enthusiasm.
那08年的差不多是十月份的时候。
Around in October in 2008.
那08年的时候，我刚刚在 Atlanta 那里分享。
And I was sharing at Atlanta.
你们当中的宣教士 Gabby 在那里。
And our CCCS missionary Gabby was serving in Atlanta.
Gabby 在 Atlanta 那里教会服事。
And Atlanta, Gabby was serving at Atlanta.
也是同样的这种光景。
And the same situation.
很多的这个教会的弟兄姐妹，我也是挺熟悉的。
And a lot of brothers and sisters, I also know them well.
比如像我们 typical 的华人教会。
And it's like a typical Chinese church.
那我跟他们分享的时候，他们也问同样三个问题。
And when I share with them, they ask the same three questions.
就是为什么你要去欧洲？
Why do you have to go to Europe?
为什么你要去？
Why you?
为什么现在要去？
And why do you have to go at that moment?
我还记得很清楚的。
And that, it's very clear to me.
那在刚好在那个周末，我要讲到。
At that weekend, I was about to preach.
星期天早上要分享。
And I was going to share on Sunday morning.
那我之前就收到一个 email.
And I received an email.
这个 email 是英国给我的。
And it was sent from England.
很简单的一个 email.
It's a very simple email.
很简单的一个信息。
It's a very simple message.
这就告诉我说。
And that is to say.
Cookie. 在 Preston 的时候。
When she was in Preston.
在她骑自行车。在路上骑自行车的时候。
When she was driving.
骑自行车的时候。
Oh, cycling.
那有一个 auto accident.
There was an auto accident.
那有一个大车撞了她。
There's a car that knocked her bicycle down.
她去世。
And she passed away.
那你可以想象我收到这个信息以后那个心情是什么心情。
And can you imagine what kind of state of mind I was in when I received that email?
我收到这个信息以后我第一个就是很 shock.
I was totally shocked when I received the email.
我很可惜。
I felt such a loss.
因为这个是我们带他们信主的。
And she was someone that we brought to Christ.
Girl.
She was so vibrant.
她现在是服侍神在 Preston 那里。
She's serving the community in Preston.
刚刚带着短宣队结束。
And it was just at the end of the short-term mission trip.
看着她的相片，跟短宣队在一起喜乐的相片。
And you can see all the photos that she was taking along with the short-term mission
team. 我第一个
team, full of joy.
问题。
The first question.
我就问神。
I asked God.
我说神 ，Why?
I asked God why.
为什么这件事情发生在她身上
？And why such a thing would happen to her?
那我第二个反应。
The second response.
第二个反应。
My second response.
我就说，你是这些人不是在问你 Why now 吗？
Do the people would still ask why now?
这些人不是在问你 why now 吗？
Aren't they asking you why now?
This is why now.
And that is the answer to the question.
我一直在想。
I was thinking.
为什么我有那个那么急迫心，马上要去欧洲？
And why did I have this urge?
好像不能等的。
That I have to go immediately because Europe cannot wait.
我也自己在问这个问题。
And I also asked myself a question.
有的人 question 我。
And some people question me.
你等一下。
Why do you wait a little while?
等十年以后再去嘛。
Maybe 10 years later you go.
再明年再去啊。
Maybe next year.
好像我就不能等，马上要去。
But as if I had the urge that I have to go right away.
所以我就看着这个信息。
When I received this email.
我第二天早上在星期天聚会的时候。
And on the Sunday service.
我就把 Cookie 的相片打出来。
And I showed them the picture of
Cookie. 就像今天这样情况。
Just like today.
我敢相信很多人在问。
I'm sure that a lot of people are asking.
Why now?
Why now?
我就问。
And I was asking.
Why now?
Why now?
这个是 why now?
And that is the answer to
you. 我不敢想象。
I cannot imagine.
如果我们没有去。
That if we did not go.
Cookie 没有接受主耶稣基督。
And if Cookie did not receive Jesus Christ
as her Savior. 她现在在
哪里？ Where would she be?
那个 vibrant girl 现在在哪里？
And such a vibrant girl, if she had not believed in Christ, where would she be? But I thank God.
我感谢神。
I thank God.
因为他信主了。
Because she has believed in God.
她接受耶稣基督作为生命的主宰。
That she has received God as her personal savior.
她有永恒的生命。
That she has eternal life.
所以我感谢神。
So I thank God.
我知道她现在在哪里。
I know where she is right now.
我知道她现在在耶稣那里。
And she is with Jesus.
好的无比。
And it's wonderful.
我知道她现在是在一个更好的地方。
I know that she's a better place right now.
但是我不敢想象
But I cannot imagine,
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果我说了这个消息他没有信主我会怎么反应
And I could not even imagine how I would react if she had not believed in Christ at that time yet.
传福音不是一个小事情
Spreading gospel is not something that is a minor thing.
是一个救命的事情
It is something you are saving people's life.
是个救命的事情
you are saving people.
是个救永恒生命的事情
And that is of eternal value.
Why now?
Yeah.
为什么我们现在要去呢
So why do we have to go now?
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters
如果你想象一下
If you imagine
如果是你的小孩
If it's your child
如果 Cookie 是你的女儿
If Cookie is your daughter
你不会等到明年再去
You will not wait till next year
如果 Cookie 是你的女儿
If Cookie is your daughter
她说 Daddy
Daddy
Can you help me?
你可不可以帮
Can you help me?
Can you help me?
你不会等到明年再去的
You would not wait till next year.
肯定现在就去。
You would right away go and help.
你马上去。
You go right away.
Why Europe?
Why Europe?
因为欧洲那里需要神的福音。
Because they need the gospel.
为什么我们要去 ？Why us?
And why do we have to go?
因为我们已经接受神的恩典，我们应该把这个恩典传出去。
Because we have received this grace already, and we should pass the grace.
都迷失了方向。
And they have lost in their way.
我们知道。永恒的盼望在哪里
And we know where the eternal hope is.
为什么现在要去
And why do we have to go now?
因为这些生命需要马上拯救
Because those lives need to be saved right away. You cannot wait for one day.
如果是你的小孩子
If it's your child.
如果是你的朋友
It's your friend.
Your best friend.
If it's 你最好的朋友
他打电话叫你
And if they call you.
Help.
Help me.
Help. 你不会的
You won't wait.So that is why we have to go now. Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
给我们机会分享你的话语。
Give us an opportunity to share your words.
主啊，孩子，求你用你的话语进入我们人的心里。
And we ask that your words come into our hearts.
让我们人每一个人听着你微小的声音。
That we can listen to your whisper.
能够回应。
That we can respond.
主，你告诉我。
God, you have told us.
这个世界上很多人是流离失所。
And there's so many people in this world are lost.
你能差遣谁
？Who can you send?
主啊，孩子求你。
Lord, I ask you, speak to each and every one of us so that we can have the same response as Isaiah.
我在这里,
that I'm here,
请差遣我,
please send me.
我们这样祷告, 奉耶稣基督的圣名,
we pray in Jesus Christ's name.